faces.
I've never met you.
Okay. I always wait till my partner does.
You're gonna play some acoustic blues.
Yes.
Mississippi Delta
ish. We'll see.
Play a little bit. Just give him sound.
Okay, we getting there? We have here Tampa Blue, who's from?
New York.
Tampa, Florida. Going to play some acoustic blues fair, and his harmonica player is Mr. Foot. Let's give him a round of applause.
Thank you.
We're going to start with the beginning?
We're going to start off with a Sonny Terry Brownie McGee song. Slightly modified for us. All aboard! So lonesome as I kept my baby down the line. Well, we're gonna do a song next. I'm not sure really who wrote it. Some people will attribute to Blind Blake and some to Willie McTell. Both of them were from Central. Well, Blind Blake was from Florida, and Mr. McTell was from Atlanta, Georgia, but spent a lot of the time that he was playing on the circuit between Tampa and Southern Georgia. A song called Babe, I Want You to Know. I want you to know, I really think you ought to know. Yeah, the way you've been doing, you can't do that no more. Honey, I want you to know, I mean I really think you ought to know. Yeah, the way you've been doing, you can't do that no more. Thank you. Next, we're going to do a Josh White tune, but I want to mention something. There's a real fine lady here named Pat Waterman that Charlie and I both like to dedicate what we're doing here this afternoon to.
Don't have to stand up. Just take a bow anyway.
Because at one point
in our life,
she's encouraged and influenced us both to go on and continue with what we're doing. Yeah, you start it, Mr. Foote.
You sure you want me to start?
I want you to start
okay.
it. No, wait. Yeah, okay, you start
right.
it this time.
You sure?
I got to start last time.
That's right.
Last
we'll
night.
Start it the next time, but this
I
time
get to start next time?
Okay.
I'm not sure this is all working out real smooth.
Well, we're just going to start it then.
Okay. You sure?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, make up mind I'm dead. Ever since I met my Jesus, we ain't never been apart. Yeah, he put the receiver in my hand, he put religion in my heart. Well, 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 I can call Jesus. Well, 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 I can call him up. Well, 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 I can call Jesus. And Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Crippled, I'm lame. My train's waiting at the station. I hear the captain call my name. Well, 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 I hear him calling. Well, well, well. Well, 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 I hear the captain call my name. And Jesus gonna make up my dying bed. Somebody's gonna ask, is he lost? They're going down the station. Ask him, is he crossed? Well, 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 well. Jesus gonna make a mind. Yeah, in my time of dying, I don't want nobody to mourn. All I want my friends to do is come and fold my dying arms. Well, well, well. Well, well, well. Well, well, well. So I can die easy. Jesus is gonna make my dying bed. Thank you. Well, well, well.
Well, this is my first year up here, and I'm just having a great time. I hope you guys are having even this much as much fun as I am, because then you're having a lot of fun. While Martin gets his slide out here, we're gonna fake a song. This is the song where I get my lyric, my one line. Got to start small.
Is it possible to get a little more monitor on the guitar? I would really appreciate it. Thank you.
But you have to guess, because when I sing it, I keep my hands in front of my mouth and he moves his. That's in case I make a mistake. Nobody knows where it's coming Warm's from.
Lips never leave my face.
How do we start this
I got a little red rooster. Won't do nothing I say. Well, I got this little red rooster. He won't do nothing I say. He do everything in his own little way.
home to me. Yeah, you'll see my little rooster. Won't you send him on home? Yeah, yeah. Cause I ain't had no peace in my barnyard since my was up and down.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, I think we got time for just one or two more. We're gonna
squeeze in,
squeak in pretty quick here. Yep.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I be?
I don't know. I thought you were gonna string your guitar on the right way. In case you haven't noticed, he plays guitar backwards.
I do not.
Took me a long time. Every once in a while, I see him put it on this
world,
way, and I go, "Oh yeah,
I'm doing it the right way."
Well, I mean, you sound okay, but you look kind of funny.
Better watch it. Hard players are a dime a dozen.
I know.
We're going to do a song about a bar in North Tampa. This is.
Yeah.
I wrote this in 1823.
It gets around.
Which is pretty good because I only learned to play guitar about 6 months ago.
Guitar players always have to retune. Gosh, you guys.
Everybody, yeah, leave them alone for 5 minutes and they get all weird on you.
You ready?
Yeah. You ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah. Y'all ready?
Friday night, the weekend's here at last. It's time to burn them candles, time to go get trashed. It's just the same confusion, just the same. My man grinding some dirty bottom whiffles. Who's them minds? Yeah, but hey there, baby, don't you feel a change coming on? Well, I need a change, but I think it's you coming on. Thank you. Anytime that the discussion or study of blues or fingerstyle guitar comes up, there's one name that's going to be mentioned. It's got to be mentioned. It's a man named Robert Johnson.
Who?
Robert Johnson.
Doesn't he own a chain of motels and restaurants?
Oh, that's Howard.
Oh, okay. That must be his cousin, right?
Yes, he's cousin to the duck. We're doing song by Robert Johnson. That's what we're doing.
Okay.
Remember? Robert Johnson.
Right. Rojo's.
Rojo.
That's right.
Robert Johnson was an interesting character. No one's sure where he went. Well,
or how he
no,
got
they're
there.
Sure where he went. They're not sure how he went. It depends on the story that you listen to, but the man died several miserable deaths at the hands of several of his lovers who all found out about it at the same time. He apparently was shot, stabbed, poisoned, and then thrown out of a third-story window.
To his death.
To his death. And that's one of the nicer stories we can tell about Robert Johnson.
That's the condensed family version.
It was a typical life story of a blues man. Everything you've ever
We're
heard.
Not like that, though.
No.
I just want you to know. We're okay.
We don't drink. We don't swear. And we don't touch women. And if you believe that, check out my pregnant wife right down here.
You start this one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to say one other thing before we start in on this. Mr. Foots is definitely the finest harp player I've ever played.
Oh,
the crack I made a few minutes ago was just cutting up with him. You should hear the things I really say at the campsite.
Thank you. We can't say that in front of family folks.
Call for my baby. She don't come, yeah. I call for my baby. She don't come. All the doctors and hot springs won't help her none. She's got a 38 special. It do very well. She's got a 38 special now, and it do very well. I got a 32 twin, and I'll blow her straight to hell. Hey, baby, where you stay last night? Come home with your hair tangled and you ain't talking right. If she gets unruly, I think that she won't do. Yeah, if she gets unruly, I think that she won't do. I got a 32 twin and I'll blow her half in two. She's got a 38 special and I believe it's most too light. She's got a 38 special and I think it's most too light. Got a 32 twin, I got a load of crap's all right. Dress tangled, you ain't talking right. Laying up and down your chair.
chest.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very, very much. Hope to see you again soon. We'll be doing a blues workshop in the Azalea Garden tomorrow at 2:30.
Yeah. And we'll be in the amphitheater in 10 minutes.
Bye, I've got to run.
Okay.